Cap Radio News, I'm Mike Haggerty. The California Policy Lab is reporting an important data point in the financial health of Californians. In 10 years, the monthly payment on new car loans is up 48%. The total amounts of the loans, the length of the loans, and quite critically, the number of people behind on those loans are all increasing. Evan White, executive director of the CPL and a co-author of the study, joins us now. Evan, thanks for being with us.
Good to be on.
That 48% jump in 10 years sounds like a budget buster for the typical California family. Is it?
Well, I do think it's quite a hit. We did see, although we didn't put this in the data point, that over that same time period, the percentage of debt burden going towards auto payments went up. Wages did increase over that period, so that could be some of the reason why more folks are taking out loans. But yes, definitely a bigger portion of someone's monthly bills than it was 10 years ago.
Someone's income may have gone up by 48% in the last 11 years, but certainly not everybody's.
No, not by that amount.
And people are in debt longer on these loans too, right?
That's right. Yeah, I think that's one of the more interesting findings in our report, which is that the average length of an auto loan went up from about 5 years to about 6 years, which is one technique that auto dealers and lenders use to keep monthly payments lower. But as you can see, with the 48% increase in the monthly payments, those payments are still going up despite the fact that loan lengths are getting longer.
You know, I think we all expect the cost of everything to go up over the course of a decade or more, but your study also shows a big jump in the amount that people are financing for car loans just in the last 3 years, doesn't it?
That's right. And there has been some inflation in auto prices, both over the last decade and specifically over the last 3 years, all the supply chain issues and things like that. However, even accounting for inflation, we're still seeing a pretty substantial jump in new loan amounts. So there's something here where people are either financing more, a greater portion of their cars, or just buying more expensive cars to begin with.
There's a California Consumer Credit Dashboard that tracks the financial health of Californians. It goes beyond car loans. What are you seeing there regarding credit cards?
Starting in about mid-2021, when many of the pandemic-era income supports like stimulus payments and pandemic unemployment insurance expired, you then saw a rebound in financial distress indicators, so that we're about where we were when the pandemic started, but we're still heading upwards.
So that means delinquency rates, in fact, are rising in both the automotive and credit card worlds?
That's correct.
I think a lot of us are vaguely aware that delinquencies and defaults on loans played a part in the Great Recession back in 2008. Are there danger signs here as well?
That's a good question. I think there is some indication that there could be a bit of a bubble in the auto sector. But these things are hard to predict in advance. And so I really don't know if I want to speculate on whether we're headed for something similar in the auto sector. You know, I will say that there's a difference in auto lending compared to something like the mortgage market, because automobiles are a depreciating asset, and mortgages are generally an appreciating asset, or were expected to be before the Great Recession.
Evan White of the California Policy Lab, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
This is Cap Radio News.